Agenda review. Any questions, comments, or what's present?
Do we know what, I was going to ask on all three of my, I know what Donna Neely was talking about. I mean, it's the non-required vote to leave the levy at zero.
No, we have to roll it. We have to vote to roll it back.
Well, actually, by statute, it is zero this year. But because we don't have a public hearing, I guess, we're going to discuss it. And
yeah, we just got to discuss it. I had a discussion with her, and she said we don't have a levy. And anyway, we weren't in an argument, but we were in a discussion.
I guess her biggest thing was
there was no public. So I said bring it before.
Yeah, there was no public hearing requirement, so I said fine. I understood what that was, so I wasn't going to discuss that right now.
But I think Danny, if I heard him, what he was going to say is what I've been told all along since I've been here is we have to roll it back to zero.
To zero. No matter what, whatever it is.
Well, I think it is zero this year. That's what I'm going off of what she told me.
Your levy.
Okay, it doesn't matter. We don't need to discuss it. That's what it's on the agenda. Okay. So I know what that one is.
That'll be a good one.
What's Tanacoma Highlands?
You be ready, Mr. Paulson.
I'll have to be ready now. Yep. It sounds like she's making some sort of argument.
No argument.
Yes, she is.
Okay, she is.
She said to me there's no levy. And I said, no, there's got to be a levy.
Well, I know what she's saying, so I need to do some research.
There you go. Okay. Highlands, does anybody know what that's about?
Before we go to Highlands.
Oh, yeah.
The one question that came to me was, why, when we voted on that, well, how many years ago that was, that we voted to go sales tax, why did we not dissolve it? I mean, the commission, my understanding was, said, if you vote on the sales tax, then we're going to roll the levy to zero, or there'll be no property tax, county property tax. So why?
Roll it to zero.
So why didn't we do away with the levy instead of having each year to roll it to zero?
I think in the event that there's ever a need, an absolute requirement in order to keep government running, if no tourists showed up next year, I would imagine. Wouldn't be real popular, but you'd have to support government somehow. We'd all be going home.
We talked about this yesterday. As a matter of fact, there was a Harold Layton, a longtime employee for the county, was out front, and we were visiting. He said at one time that the county was broke, and one of the Owens family loaned money for operations till it got back on its feet. That was back, years and years and years ago. But
I think we used to borrow from the bank every once in a while back.
Right. But
really?
The deal was, is I think in 1984, am I right, Bob, or it may have been 79 or somewhere along there, but it was one of those dates they voted to operate off the sales tax.
And, right.
Ever since then, I can remember that they voted on rolling the levy back to zero every year. As a matter of fact, I questioned it last year when we went to, it was point zero something last year, 0.089 or something
right.
Like that. But we voted to roll it back to zero.
Sure.
So anyway, that's no big. It's no
talk
big.
About.
Well, all you're saying if you roll it back to zero is that the levy times the assessment. Zero will be zero, so there'll be no tax for the county on that tax.
Right.
I mean, even if you're not required to do it, or if it has no effect because it is zero, it'll still be zero, so no harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm. The next thing on the list, Tanacoma Highlands. Do we know what Mr. Chance is going to be talking about that?
Mm-hmm. He made mention of, I think it's a total.
Pretext?
No, I think it actually lays within the Homeowners Association. They moved what he considers a bunch of portable mobile.
So is this something you want on the agenda? Does it matter?
I think we might as well let him express about it. I don't think it has a thing to do with us.
If it's a planning and zoning violation, then it would have something to do with us. If it's a violation of covenants and restrictions, it has absolutely nothing to do with us.
Well, that's where I was going. I think if that needs to be explained to him, he just needs to find out
What about the east-west corridor? What is he going to say?
Probably lots of things, but I don't know that it won't be any different. One thing that I think that we should question, and I think that we said, I tried to explain to him last week, if you're repetitive in your comments that you've been on before, that's when we take it into consideration whether we want to put it on there. So he seemed to understand that and said that I look for it to be rather repetitive. I can't think of anything else that he would come up with.
You want it on, off?
It doesn't make any difference.
Leave it on.
Rick Finley's monthly budget report.
Good.
Might as well have.
Okay. I don't know what he's talking about. But. Okay.
I think he presents it to us.
Oh, is it?
On a regular basis on month.
Then the
question.
The other thing is that we're going to be discussing 828, 91, and 92 minutes. So if you've got changes, it'd be a good time to do them today so Jim can make the changes.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He emails them to us days ahead of time.
I mean, I've already looked at them. I mean, when he emails, I look at them at my computer. But anyway, those are going to be approved on Monday, so we may want to review those if there's changes necessary. And then I would like, guys, if we can, to go through a packet of the executive sessions, get them approved and get them over with.
That'd be good.
We have a lot that we haven't voted on in a while because...
I don't think we ever have since you've been here.
I don't think we have either. So, are these originals?
We're still in our lock file?
Yeah. I'll take them up the lock file.
Okay.
But maybe what we can do is... get through, highlight the ones we want to approve, get them on the agenda so we can
okay. I don't disagree with you that we've never approved them, but I know that we've read them up to a certain point, and we were going to approve them.
Right.
And something took place. And maybe
we got more, and then...
And we got more maybe, or there were some questions or something that needed to be changed, but I do know that we went and read up through and highlighted... hadn't been very long ago either.
I'll pull the ones I think we all reviewed. Have you guys look at it one more time, and then we can just vote on those.
Yeah, I think we'll recognize them as soon as we look at them.
All right, that's all that's on the list for the agenda review.
I've got one more.
You want to add?
Yeah. Lady's name is Angel O'Brien. Have you talked to Angel?
Talked to her neighbor. Okay. You're talking about the Bee Creek apartment complex?
Yes. And...
you want to add it to the agenda, or she
wanted? Yeah, I haven't been able to get a hold of her, but she wanted to speak to the commission.
No.
And I think she ought to have her time to speak to us.
I've talked to them, just kind of, you know the whole situation. They're
I don't know.
Okay.
To her for half hour.
Bee Creek's obviously building the apartments that P&Z approved, the Steve Redford apartments. They're blasting.
Right.
The explosive contractors had the rules, you know, the seismograph has to be on. They can't blast over a 0.2. On a Richter scale, they had to be done blasting by 4, and I had Eddie out there yesterday to double check all the records.
Okay.
And they're all within the guidelines of the records. So I hear there may be other history behind the individual and this land. But I mean, is there a discussion, or is it just she wants to come over and talk?
I think there is. Yes, I think there's lots of history.
Uh-huh.
But she does not think we are planning zoning is treating them right for different reasons. And she ought to have her day. Let her say her piece. Noise, she's complaining about noise. I'm starting too early and this and that.
I don't know if it's going to be very productive. I mean, once again, Monday mornings usually aren't very productive. I mean, they are more. We get more done outside the Monday morning. If you want it, I'm indifferent.
She asked to speak to the commission, so I'm asking to put her on.
Okay. You got that?
I don't know that she can be here. This is the lady I talked to you about. Reminded
Angel.
Me.
Angel O'Brien.
Yeah.
You would like for her to be on Monday morning.
Yeah,
Tuesday
morning, but I haven't been able to get a hold of her. She said she wanted to come speak to us.
Well, she can put on, I mean, if she but can't I be did. Here at 9, then we can put her on later on the day. I mean,
right.
I'll contact her.
I'll keep trying until
9 o'clock.
Until
9, and then. Anyway, we probably want Eddie here if it's on the agenda.
The biggest concern I heard out of her I think, was noise.
Right, which we don't have a noise ordinance.
And so that was what I thought we might post it as, is noise ordinance or noise complaint or something.
And it's the Bee Creek apartment construction is where it is. I think that's the name of the project.
Yep. Yeah.
I was over there today, this morning.
I went by yesterday morning early.
Yeah. Well, I talked to a neighbor, Mary something.
And people got there. The construction started at 7:06, to be exact. I got there about 6:30.
Which is what we have allowed in P&Z.
Yeah.
7, and then they have to be done by 5 or something like that.
But I think you're right. There's a lot of history, and, you know, if you want to sleep late, and it's noisy. I mean, you got a big old dozer, right? I mean, literally.
Oh, yeah. It's, I know
right
what
across
you
the street.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know that we can do anything, and I try to explain.
And all those four things are fine. I guess we should vote. Should we vote? Here, I'll move that we accept the agenda, the preliminary agenda as written, with the addition of the Bee Creek apartments.
Okay.
Noise complaint.
Noise complaint.
I think that's the best way to put it.
You want to put noise complaint? Bee Creek apartment noise complaint?
Yeah. Put her name on there.
Is it?
I don't think we're going to be able to get a hold of her before 9 o'clock, and therefore it won't be on the agenda.
Well, here's the thing. I had to...
Hold on, Jill.
I was contacted from the lady from Cedar Creek who says she's getting her business all straightened out. This came through secondhand information. I didn't talk. She called me. Then I got another person come.
Same lady? Different lady?
Same lady.
Okay.
But they're... Or deal that there's been so much discussion about.
Uh-huh.
Another person come and talk to me that they're supposedly getting things straightened out. Do we want those kind of things on the agenda, or do we need...
Work sessions.
Work sessions. Here's my point. You've almost made my point for me. At 7:06, they start working. Are we going to start telling people when they can start construction projects?
We do. But it's 7 o'clock. It's fine. It's within our guidelines or recommendations. 7 o'clock's within the recommendations. This is, I understand what she's saying. I don't know if we're going to get anything accomplished. We don't get anything accomplished in the first meeting.
I'm going to tell you.
How about if I wanted on the agenda to talk about Obama's stars?
I would say no. I'd vote you off.
About what czars? Obama's czars. I want to speak on Monday about how I'm opposed to all those czars.
Well, okay, so the question is...
Here's where I'm going with what I'm saying. That is a planning and zoning issue to be worked out in a planning and zoning atmosphere. She has no argument. She could argue all day long if the seismograph says that they're keeping it below that level and they're starting after the time that she wants to sleep in. There is no argument. This is the same lady that comes in and wants to talk about the airport needs to come and talk to the commission and Eddie to discuss those items, because I can't see just making news headlines on something.
Do you want to put it? Do we have time later on Tuesday?
Yes. I mean, it's going to run into.
But your first and second was for discussion, so that's my discussion part of it.
Let me remove my motion here. Are we going to add this lady since we don't... She's asked to speak to the commission, but she hasn't specifically said this morning, right?
Yeah, I haven't confirmed.
Then I would say let's...
We can do it another time.
Let's just do it. I have no problem talking with Eddie, but let's just leave the preliminary agenda as it sits.
Yes, sir.
I'll move that we approve this preliminary agenda.
Second.
Aye.
Okay, so it's good to go.
And you can post that now on the board out here.
Okay.
And then you does she need to, because Nikki usually does, she needs to send all those out?
She does the whole thing.
So you do the whole thing on that. Okay.
Here, would you just put this up in the lock boxes or more executive sessions?
You need me to see you when?
Before you go anywhere or do anything.
Okay. What was
my next list? Of course, Mom's heard me say this too many times, but we've got opportunity. Let me say this. Public comment gives anybody opportunity to come to
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
And so.
No, if she wants to come, that's fine.
The I guess the main reason I was going to ask her to be on the agenda was her main thing is, well, do something about noise. And I don't think we can. I tried to express that to her, but she wanted to speak to the commission. I'll be able to come and speak to the commission.
Well, I can tell you.
But it doesn't matter to me one way or another. If she has a group of people, then it needs to be posted. If we're going to listen to them, and we need to hash those out if we're going to, whether it's an Obama health care.
If we really would be willing to consider a noise ordinance for the county of Taney,
yes.
If we even consider it, maybe not before it, but consider it, it would be a good idea to find out what noise ordinances there are in other counties, how many counties do it, what kind of a noise ordinance would be best for Taney County, and then when she comes in, we'd be prepared to speak to her about a noise ordinance. But if she comes in and starts talking about a noise ordinance, well, what do we tell her?
Well, my point is the public ought to have the opportunity to come and say, this is what I want. And then we should say to them, we need to get information. I mean, we hear what your complaint is. We need to look at what's been done, blah, 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 as you're saying, and then invite them back, and then put it on the agenda.
Right. It shouldn't be on the agenda the first time when we don't even know what the subject is, haven't done the research, or...
I have the research for noise ordinances in the counties, so I've got that information.
And Bob Shantz would take offense, but my question is, you ask, what's the Highlands about? What's the East-West about? The same way, he should come to us in public comment and say, this is my problem. This is what I want to talk about.
Right.
And we can decide at that point.
Right.
Well, we'll entertain you, or this is just over. It's a waste of time. And
well, part of this, what I'd like to do is change the form we've got a little bit so we can have at least a little idea of what... I mean, all we ask right now is the title of the topic, but we really don't ask him what he's talking about. And so, you know, Bob Shantz, when he called in and said, I want the East-West Corridor on there, we really could ask on that form, what are you going to bring up? Are you going to bring up the Strahan family and how close they live to it? Or are they going to bring up how Straffus has voted for the tax and got defeated? I mean, what aspects of the East-West Corridor? It's a very dynamic, are you going to make fun of the Tiger Grant application? You know, so I'd like to know up front so I can be more prepared, because it seems like it's a very one-sided fight if it's going to get confrontational, that I don't even know what he's bringing up. And for the county not to be able to defend itself, because unfortunately, he could come up and we might say, I don't know.
Well, let me push mine just for discussion. Public comment, anyone has the opportunity to come and voice their
Absolutely.
And if that's there, and it is, and they come and they've got their issue, I mean, just like Bob, if he would have come up Monday and said what his issues were, we would just say, yeah, I hear your point, but we're not going to do anything about it, in a kind way, of course, and you go on.
Right.
But if he's got an issue like noise that we're going to look at, then we place it on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, we know what Don is talking about, tax levy. That's something that needs to be discussed.
Right.
It needs to be open to the public and blah, blah, blah. But Bob's two issues, they don't need to be on there, probably.
Probably not.
I'm just discussing.
Well, and we've already voted for it. Probably not. We probably need to...
But my point is, using the public comment as the opportunity for someone to come and say, this is what I want to talk
right.
about. Okay, we hear your point. We'll prepare for you. We'll put it on the agenda Wednesday or Monday or whatever the
right.
case, and we'll get down into the blood and guts of it.
I agree.
And I guess my point is, making a big deal about the agenda form and trying to figure that out ahead of time, I don't know that we're going to get too far.
We probably won't.
Because it's mostly going to be a Bob Shantz.
Mostly.
I mean, just the way it is. I mean, Bob's sitting here or not, that's just the way it is.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you just the way it is whenever they step up before the mic and they give their opinion, that seems to be the opinion that's put out there by the news media for everybody to take, to hear the commission sets up here and the commission has no reply, or the commission said they would discuss this at a later date, and they've got out in the public a bunch of stuff that may not be a thing that we can do about it, or anything that anybody else can do about it.
Right.
That's what aggravates me about the whole situation of
trying to press them.
Well, I just, the more we can be prepared, the better. Is all I'm not.
Well, I'm sure we've discussed that for years. The more we can be prepared to.
I'm not concerned about public comment. I'm not concerned. But the only thing that concerns me is what Mr. Shantz said. He says, I don't want to be in public comment because you don't have to talk to me. He says, I want a discussion with this. So he obviously is going to bring something up.
He wants to cross-examine you like it's a deposition.
Exactly.
Isn't it true? Have you stopped beating your wife? You know,
no,
come on.
Yes. No, yes. Okay, well, that's done.
I think everybody ought to have an opportunity to come before the commission and talk. And we get to give that opportunity. But, and I don't know how many times this has been said, do not reply back. I'm not going to sit here, and it's just not my nature, sit here and take a stinking bashing from somebody without replying when there's not a word of truth in what they're saying.
I know, but you just got to take your beating and go on. But yeah, you don't take a beating well. Hey, I'm going to tell you. at 9 o'clock, that 9 o'clock today has been canceled. The person who posted it, Mr. Suti, has asked to be removed. He's dealt with it.
Actually, there's one other matter that needs to be taken up.
I have a personnel matter I'd like to talk about.
Well, then, happy day. We're ready then. The transfer station policy, it's at 9:30 still.
Is it too loud out there, huh?
So, we'll be done by 11:01.
11:01.
No, it's what you normally do, right?
It's just a monthly, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you guys have any questions, I mean, I hope you get a chance. I send that to you by email Tuesday.
I've reviewed it.
Thanks, good.
Any questions?
We have 5 minutes. If you want to get a cup of coffee, we can just wait around and jump. Oh, I got some stuff. Let's just jump in there.
We're under administrative.
Under administrative. Oh, we're not.
Yeah, no. I think we are.
Yeah, we are.
Maybe it's at 9, whatever.
Frank Preston has contacted me and let me know what it would cost to pave the triangle. Down there, you know, we talked about paving the triangle so we can get P&Z to park down there, plus possibly start moving county vehicles parked or something there.
Right.
It will cost us approximately $8,000 in paving to get it all done with curb so no one goes off the end of the triangle. It would gain us, I think 30 spots, 30 plus 8. He didn't dibby exact. So I would like to know if you guys are good with that.
We're good with it, except let me tell you, this has been a discussion that has taken place in the past. The number of cars was questioned about how many more we could get in there.
Uh-huh.
We needed the cost of a concrete footing wall with pipes to keep them from going over, or barriers going over was a need. I have no problem with it. I think it's going to be essential for parking for the all the county vehicles as far as the assessors and all those things.
He is going to put. He was going to do an asphalt curb to make sure that they aren't there. You know, they're not to sit on. So if someone hits it, it goes off the edge. It's actually going to be poured in place. Mm-hmm. And if that's not enough, he'll do something else. So, he's going to do precautions over and above what the asphalt is to make sure. I just didn't want those temporary, whatever he calls them, blocks. There's some paving word for them, but I see them down the hills a lot of times after a couple hits. You know, when ones that, so he, anyway, he's got, that's part of the $8,000. And he wanted to know what we should do. I was like, I'm going to ask you guys, but I'm good with it.
The funny look I gave you when you said asphalt is, well, like at First Baptist Church out here, they've got asphalt in their entryway.
Uh-huh.
And they're busted. And I wonder if we need to think about that a little bit, or what kind of thing.
Or just put a because it's plenty deep enough. I mean, the thing is, we got plenty of depth.
And I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm just, my point is, I've seen asphalt bumper things.
You want to do a poured concrete curb almost?
Let's just visit with Frank before he has it done.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and tell him the schedule. How's that?
That's fine.
He's off today. I think he's taking a personal day, so
yeah.
Schedule it. I'd like to bring up the next thing is Miss the clerk has asked for, right now we had budgeted carpet to put in hers to recarpet everything, and we were going to do tile in the file rooms, you know, industrial tile, just because it's heavy, all that. We've now been asked by the clerk if we would be open to ceramic tile with grout, or if we'd be interested in allowing wood flooring in there. I reiterated that we budgeted carpet, and so wanted your input that, do you want carpet? I'm good with carpet. I think carpet kind of goes with all the other offices that have carpet. We don't have any ceramic tile, I don't believe, in the building. My concern would be inconsistent maintenance of the flooring because we have... But, gentlemen?
My first thought was carpet.
Carpet.
And I didn't give it any deep thought.
Carpet's good.
As I look around me, carpet's fine.
Carpet it is. All right.
Carpet and tile in the tile room, right?
Carpet, right. Carpet and then the industrial tile. Yep, vinyl tile. I have a scenario for you, a what if. Next Tuesday, the airport board is going to be discussing the electric company's desire for the start over again. The airport, when we took over the airport from CFO, the parking lot lights have not been turned on since then. Okay? It's going to take approximately $12,000, I think it's Empire, to purchase and install those lights. It came to my attention, and I asked one of the board members, would they be open to taking some of the streetlights we've got over here and putting them over there for free? And I didn't know if you guys were open to that.
Well, I was in the last airport meeting, yep, and they talked about it. And I've got questions about,
okay,
the ongoing cost.
Right.
The initial cost that the asking.
It's $4,000 a year.
Is the
electrical cost.
Electrical cost.
Yeah, I already asked that question too. Okay. They're only a few lights.
Question I thought about asking was, we haven't had lights up there for 3 years.
Since we owned it. I just thought about putting a couple street lights that we've got in front of the main entrance and calling it good, but that's going to come up Tuesday. That's a thought of place using these, because we're going to, you know, and by the way, Renee has marked the ones she would think about taking down,
yeah,
with the caution tapes. If you drive down there or walk down there and see which ones she's talking about, but we're going to have a handful left over.
Handful.
The lights.
A dozen or a dozen or so.
Probably a dozen or so. That we have also talked about, maybe City of Forsyth in exchange for some, yeah, parking spots.
I'd like to have Phil go down and pull the...
We need to take a recess,
yeah,
if possible.
Yeah, I know.
Recess.
Yeah.
You do?
I think I know. I don't know, so...
Is it a short recess, Bob?
Yeah.